So it's Easter, and I know some of you, like me, have already had a lot of chocolate, and so sitting still is not going to be a good idea. So we're going to play a game, and I have a prize. I mean, as if you need more candy, but we'll try it. And so for this first round, let's see. Ben, could you compete? And then Annabelle. How about Ben versus Annabelle? Okay, we'll see. Okay, this is a who are you looking for game, all right? And are you ready, Ben? You ready, Annabelle? We're looking for Mitch. Annabelle, quickly, where's Mitch? Right in the end? Do you think Ben's right? Do you think it's Mitch? Cheryl thought this was maybe Sidney Crosby. Who is this, Ben? That's Mitch Marner. He's one of the best hockey, well, he used to be. Until he left Toronto. Yeah. But who's this good-looking man here? Oh, he looks very sweet, doesn't he, Chris? Yeah. Okay, ready? Round two. You ready? Find John.
Oh, the second one.
Oh, there you are. Well, isn't that something? You're right, Annabelle. Who is this?
John Stott.
John Stott. That's right. These are all famous theologians, famous church leaders. Annabelle wasn't too sharp on the hockey players, though, was she? Hey, okay, let's try this again. Let's try this again. All right, Scarlett, you want to try? Want to play? Yeah. It's easy. You're up against Sue and Dell. Okay, you'll win easily. They don't know anything. Yeah. Okay. Are you ready, Scarlett? Are you ready, Sue? And I'll allow you a teammate. Okay, we'll see. Who can spot George? Where's George? Sue? Dell? You don't? Oh, come on, guys. It couldn't be easier. Is everybody... Where's George? Yeah. That's George. That's right. Tricky, hey? And should we do all the rest of them? Where's Peppa? Yeah, where's Peppa? Okay. Do you want to do all of them? Who are all the characters? I'm Louie and Bingo. Okay, you are so smart. Wait, I forgot. I'm so sorry. Here you go, Scarlett. Prize for you. You can trade it for chocolate later. You got John. Okay, all right. No, wait. This is round two for Scarlett. Are you ready? Can you find the Northern Flicker? Which one? The far right. Boy, they were quick, weren't they? They can do all the rest of them, too. Can you do the rest? Do you know the rest of them? No, it's not so much. All right, okay. Still, the Nuthatch. Yeah, there we are. The Warbler, the Red Start. There we go. Okay. Okay, one more. And this time, I'm going to go. I need some exercise after all the chocolates. I'm sorry. This is predetermined. We're going to see the former art curator of the Mackenzie Art Gallery against a high school student. We'll see if we'll see how he fares. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, Timothy. Artwork, right? Maisie, are you ready? Show me Naruto. Timothy, this is artwork. This is your field. Where's Naruto, Maisie? Oh, the second one. Isn't that tricky? Could you spot it, Dean? Could you see Naruto there? Yeah, it's an easy one. Easy, right? Can you guys see Naruto? Just out of curiosity, how many people can see Naruto here? Oh, yeah, okay. All right. And Luffy. Yeah, there we are. Okay, are you ready for round two here? Again, art theme. We're looking for the paintbrush. Okay? Paintbrush. Maisie, are you going to give it a guess? You're not even going to give it a guess. Oh, there we are, the paintbrush. Good job. Okay. Here's the... Does anyone else see the paintbrush? Actually, sometimes on our cover, we have a painting that Timothy drew for us. A painting of the paintbrush. It was his mother's favorite, if I remember correctly. Is that right? Do I have your sister's favorite? Okay. Okay. Round of applause for everybody who took part there. So as you can imagine, I probably want to be boring at some point here. I probably have a lesson. Can you think of what the lesson might be?
Candy.
No. No, it was not candy. Hockey players. What about the hockey players? I know they play hockey, but what was Ben doing? What was Ben so good at doing there? What did he do so quickly? He looked and he saw. Now, wasn't it interesting? Annabelle looked at the same pictures. And what did she see? Just random faces. Yeah. And then Ben, who was like so sharp with recognizing Mitch Marner, probably all the other guys too, when we turned the other page, though, that was, what did it look like to you? Well, that was kind. I thought you might say old men. I thought it was a bunch of old men. Just some people. And we kept doing that, right? My question is this. What are you looking for? Adrian, what are you looking for? You're looking for God? Yeah, I hope so. Good, we're done. That's actually the whole point of this whole thing. You want us to wrap? Yeah, God. Okay. Yeah. When you're looking for hockey players, you find them, right? You know them, you love them, you learn about them. When you love cartoons, when you love those shows, Peppa Pig, right away. I know you guys are too old for Peppa Pig now. Yes, yes. I know. You love Peppa, good. So here is my question. Of all the things that you are very good at recognizing in the world, job opportunities, people to maybe date. Are you looking for Jesus? Because He is alive. In the words of the hymn, Jesus walks with me and He talks with me all along life's way. Why is it that Ben could see the hockey players quickly? Why is it that Scarlett could see, and many of you could see Peppa Pig right away?
Because it's from our generation.
Well, it's more than that, because I knew all those hockey players, and Ben and I assure you, are not in the same generation. But I think it's because you love those things. Ben loves hockey. Carter loves hockey. Annabelle loves those theologians. She knew some of them very well. When you love something or someone, it's easy to spend time with them. It's easy to want to learn more about them. And the more you learn about them, the more likely you are to recognize things that other people miss. Nobody else sees it, but you can see it because you love it. Or when we spend time, someone who recognizes, did you see how Sue recognized the bird and Timothy recognized the flower right away? There's people who spend time, they take time, I'm going to go for a walk through the grass, through the fields, through the forests, and they look and they read and they study and they learn all the names of the trees and the plants and the animals. And so eventually when they go for a walk, they don't just see flower, tree, animal. They are surrounded by friends. They see coneflower. They see paintbrush. They see an elm tree. They see crocuses very soon. Yes. All these friends. How many people came to the tomb in the story we heard this morning? Who heard that? How many people were at the tomb? William? Three? Nope. No, not two. How many people were at the tomb? Adri? Anyone else? Go ahead.
Five.
Not five. Well, you were hitting every number.
One.
You are just guessing at this point. Here, you have guessed. It is four. It is four. Who were the four people at the tomb?
The two angels.
Oh, I wasn't counting an angel. Oh, gosh. Oh, there you go. Five. There you go. You're right. The angel and Mary, and it's actually a trick. This is a trick because it's and Mary Magdalene. Jesus was not there at the moment. There was two other people there. The two guards. That's right. Did I give candies to everybody? I can't remember what I'm doing. Okay. Four people and an angel. Four people and an angel were at the tomb. How many people saw Jesus? Two. Isn't that interesting? So just like Annabelle couldn't see the hockey players, just like Sue couldn't see those who were George and Peppa were, the guards couldn't see Jesus. Now that's interesting. That's an experience that a lot of us have today. A lot of us go through life with a sense that Jesus is alive and with us, but a lot of other people go through life with a sense that they never see him. Those people are just imagining it. The angels even... You have a statue of Jesus, so you know. Yeah. Perfect. When the angel... Do you know what the angel said to the women? He didn't say this to the guards. What did he do that the angel did to the guards? Scared them so much?
Don't be frightened.
Well, that's what he said to the women, yeah. The guards passed out, and he said, "Don't you be frightened." Because he'd already just terrified the guards into sleep.
Yeah.
They passed right out. But he said to the women, "But don't you be afraid." And why? What was the difference? The angel told us what the difference is between the guards and the women. What's the difference between the angels, the women, and the guards? The kids? Yeah, go ahead. The angel tell us the answer. What did the angel say? The angel said, "Don't be afraid." The angel said, let's see if any of the adults caught it. What does the angel said to the women? What's the difference? I know you are looking for Jesus. The women were told, "Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus." Who are you looking for? What were the guards doing? Now, we can all imagine what it's like to be a guard. Well, not all of us. For those of us who are adults, we have sometimes had to go to work. And we know what it's like to be at work. What are we looking for at work? Money? Yes. Exactly. And what else are we looking for at work? To go home. Boy, you guys are like, survey says, yes, that is right. You know this already. Is this because your parents complain when they get home? Is that what goes on? They get home, oh. They want to spend time with their kids. That is right. Maybe the guards were looking forward to going home to see their kids. That is a really good idea. Maybe they had, if they weren't there in the tomb, they would be inside Jerusalem where there's just thousands of people. It's crowded. It's intense. And here, at least, they get to sit in the wilderness in a tomb where no Jew wants to be because it's near graves and dead people. Maybe they had longer term. Maybe these soldiers were also thinking about their whole life. Maybe they were thinking about retirement. When I have finished serving, I'll become a Roman citizen and have my own land, my own house. I'll be free. And maybe they were also thinking about their virtues. I want to be a good soldier. I want to be courageous and fair and reliable. We all know what it's like to have all these things that we're looking for every day. And maybe we know what it's like to doubt if there's any point in looking for Jesus in the midst of our days. There were four people at that tomb. Two of them were looking for other things, and two of them were looking for Jesus. Two of them were seeking to be God, seeking to be right with God. They were seeking Jesus. So what are you looking for in life? How do you spend your days? Are you looking for Jesus? You are? Is that the yes? Thanks, Josh. For those of you who have been looking for Jesus for a long time now, your whole lives, through ups and downs, you know where you are going. Don't give up. Because Jesus, the angel had a very special message for you. And Jesus had a message for you as well. It's the same ones he gave to the women that day. He said, I'm going ahead of you, and I will meet you there. You know where you are going. Jesus is going ahead of you, and Jesus will meet you there. If you are looking for Jesus, know for sure as you age, without letting Satan cause any doubts to arise in your hearts, every day you are getting closer to seeing him face to face. Don't give up. He goes with you. He goes ahead of you. You are moving towards the time when you will see him face to face. But holding on to that, all the same, you never know when Jesus might appear and speak to you. Because the angel said, you'll see him when you get there. Go and tell the others. But then what did Jesus do? He couldn't wait. And right away, he appeared to the women. He didn't make them wait right to the end. So if you are on a long road, don't give up. Keep looking. You never know when Jesus will speak to you, when Jesus will appear. It continues to happen around the world. It has happened throughout history. These are the stories we heard from our partners in Lebanon. People still hear Jesus and still meet Jesus today. If you are looking for him, if you have never looked for Jesus before, I encourage you today to look for him. If you have never been baptized, we're ready. Communion, the table that Jesus has set, is ready. Take part in it today. Go and do things for other people. Serve whenever you have the chance. Give what you have to others in need. Read Jesus' words. Study them. Then when you walk through life, you're walking, looking for Jesus. You're surrounded. You're with a friend wherever you go. Pray. Pray every day. Pray in the morning and in the night and throughout your day. Pray with others. Choose to spend some time in silence and listening. You never know when God will speak to you. If you've never done this before, any of these things, and you're not sure where to begin, please speak to someone today. Speak to one of the pastors. Speak to a friend. Tell someone that you want to know how to start looking for Jesus. He is alive. There is nothing better than walking through life with Jesus Christ. And the more that you learn about Jesus, the more that you begin to love him like a hockey player, the more you become good at recognizing when he is there with you and when he is speaking to you. Are you looking for Jesus? Jesus Christ is alive today. Thanks be to God. Amen.